When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
The honey kicking gon' stop. It's gonna start now. It's gonna run through the summer, and it's hot, hot, hot in public, if you will.
Monday night, it's 10 p.m. I'm out of breath from running my jackass around because let me tell you something, this show almost didn't happen tonight. I was rushing home from Greenwich this evening, and let me tell you something, I got stuck in some traffic, and you don't care about my story, I get it, but what I had to do, ladies and gentlemen, I had to switch my car to flying car mode. I had to catch a baby from a burning building. I had to rescue 5 baby alligators that were stuck inside of a kiddie pool that was on the 15th floor of an apartment building. I've had to do it all. That's what, to get here to make this show happen tonight. And let me tell you something, I couldn't be more happy to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Plum Love Foods Live. I'm your host, Chef Plum. I am a father, I am a caterer, and more importantly, I am a professional chef in this wonderful hospitality industry who has had the opportunity and humbled to have such opportunities to do the things I get to do, from TV events to meeting cool people to just doing fun events. And let me tell you something, both of those things right there, I should say 2 out of 3 of those things are the topic of conversation tonight on this episode of Plum Love Foods Live. Tonight, our guest is Vincent Buda. Vin is an amazing guy. I've gotten to know over the past few months. He's a great dude. He's produced movies. He's made slasher films, which we're going to talk about, which is great. He is also one of the founders of Bonko TV. Now, what is Bonko TV? Let me tell you what Bonko TV is. So everybody has a Roku player or an Apple TV or some form of checking out digital on-demand content. And Bonko TV is just that. It's one of these channels that you can put on there And you can get some great content. And they're doing a lot of stuff with food and travel. They're doing a great job over there. So it's going to be a lot of fun to talk to Vin about how digital on-demand programming is changing the way, changing the business. It really is truly changing our business from a PR standpoint to just a standpoint of, you know, getting your name out there and being somebody. Because, listen, nowadays, we heard last week with our guest, Christian Hartley, you know, we don't have to be some super well-known chef to have something happen anymore, which is amazing, and it's great, and I think it's awesome for everybody. Now, we were going to have Quentin, knife maker Quentin Middleton on this week, but there's a little bit of a schedule for snafu, and he couldn't make it. We're going to have him on. Don't worry. Quentin's amazing. We're going to have him on very, very soon, probably after July 4th. Let's go ahead and tackle July 4th right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I am not going to do a show. That's right. I'm going to be on vacation with my family, and we are not doing a show, and that's okay. That's all right, because there's going to be a bunch of other shows coming up. There's going to be some super secret shows coming up, a lot of fun events that we're going to broadcast from and be a part of with it. So listen, just because there's not going to be one this Monday, it's July 4th, for God's sake. Cut me a break. I want to take a day off. I mean, we usually do this every Monday. Very rarely do I take a day off from it. So we're going to take one off. But if you haven't, it'll be a great opportunity to go and check out some of the back episodes you haven't heard. We've had great guests on. Check out season 2. We had some amazing. Paul Mercurio was on. He's an Emmy winner. What a great guest he was. Ryan Starr was on. Fantastic musician. I mean, there's just a Bo McMillan from Food Network. It's awesome. So check those out if you haven't yet. Spend that time. But if not, spend time with your family. Hang out with those guys. That's what you should be doing on July 4th. Not listen to me run my mouth on a Monday night. Nonetheless, speaking of running my mouth, holy cow, guys. We had an amazing pop-up dinner this past Saturday night out at Norm Bloom & Sons. My friends from Three Bad Genealogy came out. That's August Sebastiani, for those who don't know, and do wines for us. They did a great job. We then had we were obviously at Cops Island with Norm Bloom & Sons, a beautiful scenario. You can check out the Facebook page. I reposted some pictures somebody took. They're absolutely stunningly gorgeous. To top it all off, it was all to benefit the Norwalk Historical Society. Great event, a lot of fun. The food was mind-blowing. And it's one of those things where you get great food. Let me tell you something, guys. You know how I am with food. If you have great food, if you have great stuff, you don't need to do a lot to it. Listen, if you're getting the most amazing lobster out of the water, don't do a lot to it. Just serve it the way it is. What we do, we cut it in half. We threw it on the grill, a little bit of butter. And it was like a chili lime compound butter or whatever. But it was unbelievable. Just serve it on the plate. You don't need to overthink it. If it's that fresh and that delicious, stop overthinking it. You know, we had the most amazing clams that came out of the water right in front of everybody that was sitting on the docks having the dinner. The sun was setting. They're having an awesome wine. And we have these beautiful clams. What did I do to the clams? Very, very easy. We made some great little garlic breads. We toasted up. So we had those in the bowl. And then we put the clams themselves and we cooked them in straight up butter and a little white wine. With some onion and garlic, and it was absolutely out of this world. Outstanding. Oh, and bacon. Bacon was in there too. Completely just killer, man. And we served that family style so we can encourage everyone to hang out and dip their breads into it. It really was. It was just, you know, you get those nights, you get those evenings, you get those things that we do in our business. You have those nights. Maybe it's a dinner service. Maybe it's a lunch service. Maybe it's a party you catered. Maybe it's a private event you did someplace. That you know that you did it, and it's just one of those things that's going to stay with you for a very, very long time. And that's what happened to us this past Saturday night. The event, it's going to be with me for a while. I was very, very proud of it, very happy of what we did, very happy with the food we put out. My guys worked so, so hard. Big shout out to you guys. You know who you are. I hate people who say that. You guys know who you are. My man, Red Leader, and, of course, Uncle Ben. You know what's up. My girl, Chloe. Jelena, and of course, my new friend, the one and only Sam. Thank you guys for everything. Big shout out to Three Bad Genealogy, my friend Renee and Janet coming out. And of course, I can't thank them enough. My friends over at Norm Bloom & Sons here, Cops Island in Connecticut. Big shout out to you. Big shout out to my buddy Ori over there for helping facilitate the entire event. Honestly, there's just a lot of people to thank because when you do an event of this capacity the way it is, you know, it's just, it's not easy. One person can't do it. It takes a lot of work. And so having a great team behind you always, helps the entire thing. And listen, honestly, it's one of those events. I couldn't say it enough. It's going to stick with me for a very, very long time. If you missed it, I'm sorry. I wish you didn't, because I think you really, really would have enjoyed it. We had some tables who mentioned to me, they had said, Chef, this is an unforgettable night. We're never going to forget this. So that's what it's all about to me. Serving amazing food, not overthinking it, to people who are going to just enjoy it and enjoy what's out there and what's happening. And how could you not? We're sitting on the docks overlooking the Sound. There's awesome oyster boats out there. The fleet from Norm Bloom and Sons was out there parked, and the sun was setting. They're drinking beautiful wine and having clams, lobster, and oyster out of the water that they're staring at. What more do you want for the night? And it was all for a great cause. So very, very proud of that. Very happy with the people that came. It was an unforgettable night. One last story about that evening. We did raise money for the Norwalk Historical Society. And what happened was we actually had a couple of auctions, raffles is what it was. And, it was a beautiful basket from Norm Bloom and Sons that included like some oysters and a ride out on the boat and all cool swag from those guys. Three Badge Enology had each bottle of wine that they had from the dinner, cool little like wine openers. It was a beautiful basket. And then we gave from my company a couple of tickets to a next pop-up dinner. Just an amazing event as far as that goes. There was great stuff. We raised over $1,000 just in the raffle. So we were very excited about that. I mean, you got to figure this dinner was 39 people. I mean, we kept it small. We kept it small on purpose. And next time it's going to be a little bit bigger. New venue, always keep it small. Night's over. We're cleaning up and no one can find the goddamn envelope that has the money in it from the raffle. We clean up the entire evening. We put the tables away. We fold the chairs up. All the linens are wrapped up and put back in bags. There's nothing left out there, and no one can find the damn envelope with the money in it from the raffle. Everyone's freaking out and losing their minds. I'm losing my mind a little bit. I'm like, you have to be kidding me. What is the deal here? Well, Norm Bloom from Norm Bloom and Sons, his place, his oysters, just one of the most positive guys you'll ever meet. It's just like, oh, it'll turn up. Don't worry. It'll be fine. Don't worry. And I'm like, all right, well, if Norm's not worried, then I'm not going to be worried, which, you know, from a financial standpoint, his pocketbook is bigger than mine, so I don't think he's too worried about it. But to me, I was a little bit concerned about it. Turns out the head of the charity that was there at the dinner on Saturday night, listen, we all had a great time. I don't need to go in depth what that means, but we had a great time at the dinner. She left and apparently saw the envelope labeled Norwalk Historical Society on the table, picked it up and left. I didn't find out till the next day. Talk about losing your mind and feeling completely out of control of your event and feeling like you look like an asshole. Fortunately, not to those guys, because they thought everything was fine. Looked like an asshole to me and anybody else who was standing right there, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, guys, great pop-up dinner. Thank you for coming out. Thank you for checking it out. We're going to do another one. I know that one sold out in like 24 hours or some shit. We're going to do another one. It's going to be all amazing. We may actually end up doing it on the island with a boat ride over. I don't want to get too in-depth about it because I don't want to say something and then be wrong about it later. But we're really excited. The future is bright. And speaking of the future, tonight, the guest that we have on, Vincent Buta, is coming on, like I said before. And let me tell you something. He is on the forefront in the future of how television programming is going, how how we view entertainment, on-demand digital entertainment. And he is one of the founders of Bonco TV. And they have great food content there, as well as so much more. It's worth checking out. Make sure you check them out for sure if you haven't yet. It's well worth it. Bonco, BoncoTV.com. Anyway, all that aside, it was a lot of fun talking to him because he's done a lot of fun things. He's been around the block, and he also has made some slasher films. And, dude, you guys know how much I love a good slasher film. So check it out. You know the drill. You know what's happening right now. I am going to get myself organized, take a swig of this beer, and we'll be right back with the one and only Vincent Buta. Hang tight, guys. We'll be right back. You're checking out Plum Love Foods Live, the number one digital audio form of entertainment, whatever you want to call it, gimmick, schnavitz, on a Monday night. We'll see you guys in a second. Hang tight. Be right back. Oh, that's right, guys. My knife is smarter than yours. That's right, smarter. I'm talking Ergo Chef Knives. The unique patented shape makes it more of an extension of your hand. The curved handle of an Ergo Chef Knives allows for smoother cutting and less fatigue in your hand. Listen, I use these knives every day, and they are fantastic. They're my go-to knives. If I use a normal knife, like a regular chef knife anymore, my hands start to hurt and feel achy. Trust me, guys, I'm not making this up. These knives are the jam. Check them out at ErgoChef.com. That's ErgoChef.com. And tell them Chef Plum sent you by using the promo code PLUM15OFF. And get 15% off your purchase. Mike and Scott are great dudes over there, so check them out at ErgoChef.com. ProPlayerInsiders.com brings a unique, behind-the-scenes look at the lives and lifestyles of the players of the National Football League with news, analysis, interviews, coverage of community events, and featured contributions from current and former NFL players and their families. Hey, and let's not forget chefs like myself are also on there. Be sure to bookmark ProPlayerInsiders.com and also find them on Facebook and on the Twitter at Player Insiders. Pro Player Insiders, the true voice of the players.
I need a little space in my mind. I need that little hope I can find. I need a little, I need a little faith. Is that too much to ask for? I need to feel my soul come alive. I need to feel the strength to get by. I need a little, I need a little faith. Is that too much to ask for? Too much to ask for. Too much to ask for. Too much to ask for.
Oh, that's right, guys. Coming back here live right here on Plum Love Foods Live. And let me tell you something. I couldn't think of a better song to bring in my guest right now because, you know, when it comes to how the world is going as far as entertainment goes, on-demand entertainment, digital entertainment, this man definitely had faith when he came up and being a main guy, one of the founders of Bonko TV. They are an amazing channel on an OTT device. You know, those, like I said before, those Roku players, those Apple TVs, things like that, where you can check out on-demand programming, original programming, which is fantastic. He's one of those guys you look at and you say, this guy's an innovator. This guy is someone who's not afraid to take chances. And you know what? We've seen here in the past few episodes of this program that people who aren't afraid to take chances generally tend to be the more successful people. And I'm definitely talking to one of them right now, a guy who's a bit of an inspiration to me when I talk to him, just seeing how much he's done and how far along he's come, the one and only Vincent Buta. Vin, what's up, brother?
Wow, man. You know, I always wanted to come into theme music, you know, when I came into an interview or anything. I always wanted theme music when you walk into a room, you know, just, you know. Mine would have been My Sharona, though, you know.
Oh, I should have asked you. But dude, I've come from the world of pro wrestling. I spent a time doing that when I was younger. And for me, whenever you do anything, you should always have intro music. Then at my wedding, I had intro music. I'm not lying to you.
I love that. It so sets the tone. I have a Jeep. I take the top off. I just crank up my theme music whenever I pull into a parking lot. I want everyone to
hell
know.
Yeah.
You know, I am here, man. That's innovation. No kidding.
There you go. There you go. Well, Vin, thanks for coming on tonight, man. I really appreciate it. It should be a really cool conversation. And you're one of those guys that's just really easy to talk to, man. Why is that? Why are you so easy to talk to?
I don't know. I mean, I really don't know. I mean, I've done so many things in my life that I'm just unfazed by anything. I've failed as miserably as you can fail, and I've succeeded well, too. And so I like it. I just get along with most everybody, and I appreciate what everyone contributes in the world, you know. So I guess maybe that's part of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like you have this true artist mentality kind of built into you because you really do. Like, you and I have talked about many things before, and you never really shoot anything down. You're never like, that's a terrible idea, or oh, that's garbage. You kind of have that, like I said, the artist mentality, I guess is how I look at it.
Yeah, you know, I don't believe that, you know, there's a bad idea or sort of a bad, you know, direction you may want to go with something. It's just a matter of finding the right way to do that. As I never liked, you know, especially hearing it myself, because most of my career, every success I've had, and I almost to the point of every single one, I was told, you can't do that. Oh, that's not going to work. I tried that. I can't do it. So I learned quickly to say, you know what? Says who? Says who? Maybe
absolutely.
You're just looking at it the wrong way. Like, when you make a dish, you know, as a chef, are there any rules? I mean, really?
No. I'm starting to actually write a rule book, though. That's a different story. But yes, you're right for the most part.
But you have to have an open mind, you know, as a chef
completely.
And as a business person, you know, I think that, you know, that's how I like to see things, at least, just completely positive.
Well, I definitely want to talk about, you know, on-demand programming and what Bonco's doing and how you're a part of it and that. But I think it's more fun to start first with, you brought up some of those failures and things that didn't work. Like, what are a couple of the biggest ones that you thought for sure, hey, this is going to be excellent, this is going to be fantastic, but, you know, it maybe it didn't work out so well. And did that ever kind of take you out of the mindset that you had, that positive mindset that you carry so well?
Yeah, I mean, it's never really affected my positive mindset. I just kind of felt like they were lessons that, you know, however old you are in life, you know, you never really learn enough lessons. So I try to always take them as a lesson because how else can you take it? You know, if you fail at something, you can bury your head in the sand. You know, you can do a lot of things, and you know that comes with that comes hardship. You know, because maybe you're strapped financially. But, you know, they're just lessons, they're stepping stones, and that's what they've done, at least, you know, for me. And, you know, because failure also introduces you to some bad people, you know. You learn, you know, I try and trust everyone. I believe everybody's got something good to bring to the table, and a lot of times they don't. But you also learn what to look out for, I think.
You're right about that, and It's tough because you do want to try to be positive. I got told tonight that I'm too nice to people. I got told that tonight by someone who works with me and that I should be a little bit more open with them. Even after I gave them the nickname of Uber, by the way, and I told them that they didn't get their shit together, I'm calling them Uber because I'm going to call them an Uber car to take them home.
I like that whole phrase now. It's like a real slogan. I'm calling an Uber. You're out of here.
Yeah. Well, listen, that's a whole other conversation. Apparently Yahoo, Google, and Uber are real words in this world. What?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What fucking year is it? This is crazy.
They're verbs.
So, but what about projects that maybe, I mean, you don't have to name any names or anything, but, you know, just an overview, if you don't mind. Like, what's something that didn't work out? Like, you were like, this is amazing, but it just isn't going to work out that way.
Yeah, I had a project that I just fell in love with, and it was believe it or not, it was in the beauty category, and
okay.
it was an invention that a guy made that basically enabled real juice, like orange juice or strawberry juice, to be put into topical products. So, you know, when you buy a product, they say, oh, it's got vitamin C in it or vitamin K and this and that. It's from green tea. It really isn't. It's an extract, and you get so little of the stuff that you think you're getting, it doesn't really affect your skin. So this guy invents this thing that says, I can take, you know, a glass of fresh squeezed orange juice and with a little bit of a process, pour that right into a cream and make skin cream out of it. If you wanted to get vitamin C on your face, what better way than a real natural product? So I thought, holy cow, that's one of the greatest things I've ever heard. And I went out and I put some money into it, and we set the company up, and we built these kiosks and malls, and we had lines of people out the door. It was great. So I finally went to an executive at the biggest beauty company in the world to see if he would be interested in bankrolling this thing and really helping to scale it. And he basically told me, you know, this is a great idea, except we just spent 30 years convincing everybody that fake stuff that's in there that doesn't really work is the real stuff.
No.
And it dawned on me that I gotta fight 30 years of advertising and marketing that's convinced the public that, you know, this vitamin C extract or green tea extract that's in this thing you think it's in is really not. How am I gonna do that?
Wow.
That would be so much money to do, and you know, so we kind of floundered, and then that was the end of it. But it's a great technology, you know. I mean, people would want it, but it just didn't work. And you know, sometimes that's life. You know, how do you, if you can't you know, tell the story and in a believable way and get people to really listen, it's hard to change behavior, you know. So
that was it's almost like one of those things where you have to spend so much money just to retrain the public to check out the new thing coming out with it, you know, to try to understand it, which is interesting because it's a great segue into talking about OTT and how, you know, what you guys are doing over at Bonco. And it's really kind of changing the face of how entertainment is done. I mean, so just for an example, I have an Apple TV on our main TV upstairs in our house. And honestly, man, everything we do comes from that. I'm on the bare minimum DirecTV package, $19 a month package, because I don't even watch it. We don't care. And I have it for football. That's it. And I think that's going to head that direction here soon. How do you see this thing happen? I mean, even in food programming, you know, one of the things we were talking about last week with Kristen Hartley from the Huff Post was how, you know, it seems like it's opening doors for a lot of people who may not have had doors open for them in the past. I think it's really kind of changing the entire game. What made you get into this business?
Well, I've been in the entertainment business for a while after sort of a pretty long business career. And I found it very, very frustrating because I was beholden on so many people that I felt just didn't know, you know, didn't have the taste or the judgment or just were just following, you know, old trends because that's what they were told they needed to do in TV. So, and in movies and everything and entertainment. So I was like, you know what, this is too frustrating. If I had my own channel or if I had my own network, so you know how hard it is to create a network? Like if you wanted to create a TV network?
Yes.
I mean, regulations and it uses a huge amount of money and you need a license. And then along comes, you know, OTT, which has evolved over the last few years. And, you know, anybody can do it, really. I mean, it's not as easy as just saying, hey, you know, tomorrow morning, honey, I'm going to start an OTT channel. You have to build it. But the thing is, I can be in an equal playing field to Netflix, to CBS,
right,
you know, to ESPN, if I wanted to do sports. So that's what I saw, and that's why I got into it, because I wanted to create something different, which we'll talk about the content kind of model I have, but I felt I could get into a space on an equal playing field with the rest of these guys, and that's never been possible in entertainment, ever. So
one of the things that's kind of cool to notice, man, and so – you know, I don't watch a lot of network TV, but I'm selling myself out. I'm a giant Big Brother fan. That show on CBS, it's the greatest mind game ever invented. It's unbelievable. Are you familiar with the show? Not that important. But during the show, we were watching it. Of course, you know, my wife and I have three kids. We work. We're watching it on our DVR, you know, on demand, which I think most people do with any kind of network show these days. But one thing I found interesting is that CBS is now doing the OTT thing. They're putting a channel on. You can get it on your Roku, on your Apple TV and whatnot. But I think that really shows you that when you see these big companies finally catching on to that, everything's about to change. It's all about to change. We're not going to subscribe to cable TV anymore.
They have to change because the transition from traditional linear TV, sort of scheduled programming on a TV set, that transition happened right before our eyes. You know, it's not like, 12 years it takes technologies to transition the world. This happened right before our eyes in real time.
Right, right.
And all these devices, too. People now are using the devices to watch content. They don't need a TV. The TV is just a screen, you know, like your tablet, you know, or your phone. It's just a screen. There's nothing special about a TV anymore. Just a screen.
Completely. But it's funny because these things, you know, you look at some of these shows even like on Netflix, like Orange is the New Black, or, you know, one of the things I'm a big fan of is some of the Marvel shows like Daredevil and whatnot. These people, the viewers they're getting blow away primetime network television viewing. It's out of control. And so you see it's totally changing. So these big networks have to take that direction. Do you see that as a benefit to you guys or more as like a oh shit kind of thing?
I see it as a benefit, and I'll tell you why. First off, we are going through an age right now where there's more quality scripted television being done than ever. I mean, the movie industry has shifted to TV because they're only making Spider-Man and these big movies. So all that talent shifted to TV. Now you've got a ridiculous amount of quality scripted shows that cost a lot of money, that are going on these networks. They're not drawing 8, 10, 12, 15 million people, which you had to on network TV. They're drawing 600,000 to a million and a half. That's a hit. You know, when MASH had its last episode, 23 million, I think it was 23 million, 24 million people saw it. Now you get 600,000 to a million and a half. That's a hit. So I look at that and I say, you know, that's the feast. That's the big guys making big production stuff, and let them have that. Let them do it. I'm going to focus on very targeted niche content that they're not willing to target because it's not big enough for them, and they're not willing to focus on because it's almost too small. And so that's why I think it's a great opportunity for what I'm doing with Bonko, because I'm not, you know, going out and making a $120 million show like House of Cards and spending another $40 million to market that show. I'm going to do things that, you know, maybe more passion group oriented and look for the smaller audience. So, because they're doing it that way, it opens up a huge market for me. Like in food, I mean, food is just an amazing platform now, because the Food Network and others have, you know, they've gone to competition shows. And so the traditional food making shows are, you know, not as rampant as they used to be, but OTT enables you to create food shows. If you just want to know about Asian cooking, you just want to know about vegan, only gluten-free, a barbecue, you can create these very specific niche shows that'll really play. But you couldn't do that in the mainstream because this is not big enough. That's really the bottom line.
You're right, and that's absolutely what it is, and you're so right. I can't talk too much about Food Network. I'll talk to you off air why, but I'm very anti-Food Network right now. But every show
any
that
food
they're going to
– not just them. You know, any food channel I'm talking about.
That's right, out of the two. but the thing about them is, like, every show they're going to do now, it's going to be Alex Trebek, Vanilla Ice, and Run from Run DMC are going to be in a cooking competition, and then when they get done, they're going to make a dance routine. It doesn't make any sense anymore. Where's the fucking food? It's not there anymore. And I think what you guys are doing is trying to bring some of that back, like you were saying, giving people an option to say, hey, sometimes I just want to sit here on a Saturday morning and watch somebody cook something and learn something. When I was working with the Meredith Corporation on Hallmark Channel, one of the things they would point out to us so much and show us so much data on was how much on these lifestyle programs the food segment is. Everybody watches it. How much the ratings spike for that quarter hour or whatever. It's because everybody feels like they're learning something. They're not wasting their time when they're watching it. And I think that's kind of the market you're trying to hit when you're doing some of the food programming that you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, it's that market. And I remember pitching a show to some of the food channels that are out there. And I'll never forget this. I pitched the show, and it was a good show. And they said, no, we're really looking for cake shows. I said, cake shows? I said, but there's like 100 cake shows out there now. What do you mean? You want another cake show? They're like, well, the cake shows are how we want a cake show. I'm like, what?
Oh,
and that's why, you know, when you can just say, what's your passion in food? And let's go make that. And you write about the audience. You know, all those things you see on Facebook now, these GIFs, these sort of how-to prepare snapshot.
Yes.
They're like the most popular thing in social media right now, and the reason is it's showing someone a quick way to do something. People love to cook. If you don't know how to cook, you want to learn to cook something. You know, enough about making toast and boiling water. Maybe you want to try and I can make, you know, this one thing. And so people who are really into food or not into food, they certainly want to try. And some of these food shows, you know, help them.
Well, because no matter what happens, no matter how far ahead we move in the future and what changes with our world, people still got to eat, man. And, you know, I end every show here talking about, you know, how important food is in our lives. Everything important in life happens around food. Brother, at best, I'm a 4.5. My wife's a 10. I have my wife because I can cook. And that's the bottom line.
Hey, that's right, man. That's the right path, too.
That's right.
You got
that's
a great skill set, and she loves that. So, you know, that's a great connection to have, isn't it?
Dick jokes and food. What more do you want?
It really doesn't get better than that, you know?
No, not at all. But so I want to get back into Bonko, but I want to digress for a second because I want to talk a little bit about some of the other things that you've done, some of the background stuff that you've done, because some of the stuff in your background that you've done, because I know you've kind of been all over the field. You were a business guy. And I can't imagine that you were as positive then as you are now. I just can't see that happening. But you've done a lot of movies as well, man. And I'm a giant horror movie. I just love it. It's amazing. And you've done quite a number of those as well, right?
Yeah. I started in the film business. I made one traditional movie with Ed Burns called The Breakup Artist. And then I made a horror film called Malevolence with a guy named Steve Mena, who's they were talking about him being the next John Carpenter, and it was a great movie. We did fantastic. But, you know, horror movies are great for the movie business because they're not expensive to make, and it's a very loyal audience that if you make them authentic to the audience, you know, you could have a winner. Yeah, so I started that's really how I got my start in the film business. After I sold my company, I invested in this movie and wound up producing it. I made a few more. So it's a passion group, though. It's one of those things that always stuck with me. That the horror really taught me a lot of lessons, because if you're authentic to a passion group, and people who love horror movies are a passion group, they will go see it. You know, if Saw, or if any real cult hit horror movie wasn't authentic to that audience, it never would make it.
Dude, those movies are so hard to watch. The Saw movies are so hard to watch.
Oh man, they are hard to watch.
Really are.
But the real things like in the 70s, you know, that's
Totally. But I mean, so I'm looking at, I just pulled your IMDb up because I wanted to talk about a couple of things you got on here. You know, A Brutal Massacre, and it's a comedy. I've never seen this, and I'm going to tonight now. I'm going to watch this before bed now.
It's really a funny movie, and here's why we made Brutal Massacre. So while we're making Malevolence, a low-budget independent movie, horror movie in Pennsylvania, you know, we wound up meeting a guy who we rented the house, the killer's house, the location from. It turns out he didn't own the house. The cops came and arrested us, and, you know, we were horrified. But as we were thinking about it, we're like, this is hilarious. We got to make a movie about the making of a B-horror movie, and everything goes wrong. You know, you rent the house from some guys on the property, you think he owns it, he's drunk. So Brutal Massacre is like Best in Show or a Spinal Tap. It's sort of a mockumentary about the making of a B-horror movie, but, and you'd appreciate this since you love the sector so much, we cast major horror stars off character, like Gunnar Hansen, the original Leatherface from Chainsaw. Gunner's in it, and he plays a Vietnam vet drunk who's hilarious in the movie, and Ken Faree, who is the main zombie, the real big black guy with the big eyes, he plays a grip. And we had Ellen Sandelweiss, who was in the original Evil Dead. She plays a producer. David Naughton from American Werewolf in London, he plays the movie maker, Harry Penderecki in this case. And so we have, and there's a few more of them that we had in there. So we took these iconic stars, we cast them off character, so they're not horror guys, and we made a funny movie about the making of a B-horror movie. And that's basically
it. Oh, my God. Yeah. So listen, everybody's already asking. Like, I'm getting a tweet about it now. Like, so what does it take to get a Gunnar Hansen to do a movie like this? I mean, obviously you're not going to give us the exact dollar amount, but that seems like a difficult thing to do. It's a, hey, man, we're going to do this crazy movie. We'd love you to be a part of it. What does it take to make that happen?
Yeah, I mean, you know, first off, it helped because Malevolence was such a well-received movie from its authenticity standpoint in the horror sector. So guys like Gunnar, you know, really appreciated that movie from an artistic standpoint, meaning, you know, this was no sellout horror movie. This was like, you know, 1970s hardcore. This is how you do it. So we earned a little respect from him on that. And, he, you know, these guys, when you make a horror movie, it's not like going to make, you know, Spider-Man, you know, or any of these big movies. It's low budget. You are cutting corners, man. And things go wrong, and you're faking things, and, you know, just crazy stuff happens. Yeah. They all know that. So when they read the script, they were cracking up, as I did when I read the script. And we were like, this is fantastic. It's exactly what happens on the set. Let's go do it.
That's amazing.
He's amazing, too. He's hilarious. He's worth the he's worth seeing the movie just to see him.
Is he a pretty big guy?
Yeah, he's huge. Huge.
Yeah, he's a big dude, right? That's funny, man.
Nice guy. I mean, sweetheart of a guy, but huge.
I mean, and we're talking like six figures to have Gunnar Hansen be in the movie, or not quite that much?
Not quite that much. I mean, the pay scale, you know, is not quite what you think in that genre. Yeah.
Well, I was going to get to that because it's kind of a nice segue back to what we're talking about before with the food genre now happening with all these OTT boxes and the channels that are on there. You know, you're still trying to produce this amazing content that is the quality because people expect that quality. Food Network has ruined everybody. That's the quality that everybody expects. But you're trying to make this happen on a budget that is, I mean, you're a 16th of what these shows have to do, right?
Right, right. And it's possible. That's the thing about movie and TV that, you know, when you have to go do it yourself, you learn that you can make a quality product, but you just don't have to do it the way the big production companies do it. I mean, there's
right.
no other way around it. You've been to our kitchen set. You know, that's an unorthodox kitchen set. But on camera, it looks
good
as any kitchen set. So there are ways to do it. And then, of course, you know, you're doing it independently. If you were to hire a network sort of union-based, you know, production crew, it would cost you 10 times as much to make something. So you kind of try to take advantage of those things. And, you know, it also has happened. You have high-end production on TVs or movies, and then you've got YouTube. So the
right.
world's accepted lesser quality stuff in a particular type of environment. They wouldn't accept the YouTube quality, let's say, on HBO, but they would accept it in a lot of places. So now if you play in the middle there somewhere, you get very good quality, but maybe it's not stellar, but it's not an iPhone in a kitchen. You know, people will accept as long as the content's good and it's still well made. So this is the great market right there, right in that space.
You know, it's funny because you say that and you're absolutely right. But then you look at these YouTube guys and, you know, you'll have YouTube guys who have 5 million subscribers, which means
yeah.
they can put a video out and essentially they're talking to 5 million people, which, I mean, there's shows that are on, you know, main cable channels that don't get 5 million viewers, you know.
That's
and
right.
these guys,
That's
right. it's insane. But then these guys, what ends up happening is, you know, for instance, Epic Mealtime guys, love those guys. They're awesome. Amazing amount of viewers, amazing amount of subscribers, but they do a show on FYI Network. But what happens, and you know as well as I do, what does FYI Network do? They put their hands all over it, and they mess it up. It's not the same thing anymore.
No, plus remember, you're going from a short form to a longer form. You know, you're going from a 2 or 3 minute thing on YouTube to now if you're going to be on a network, it's got to be longer. And sometimes it doesn't play longer. You know, a lot of these YouTube stars play really well in short sort of sizzles, you know, but, you know, try and hold a show for a half hour. That's not easy to do. Plus,
with Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to, has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Then you get the network's hands all over it and saying, you know, we're responding to the demographic that wants this.
Yeah.
And so I kind of say, here's what I want to do. I hope people like it. You know.
Well, but we live in a world now.
I hope they do.
We live in a world now where that's not hard to do. You can do that. And you can, there's with social media and the way everything is changing, you can sit there and record a video on your iPhone and put it out there and get 1,000 people to watch it. It's the way it's changing, you know?
The social media aspect's a key element. I'm glad you brought that up because it's one of the most important aspects to what I'm trying to do. Because when you're creating content that's sort of non-appointment content on OTT, food shows that, you know, are fit a specific passion that you're interested in, if you're only interested in, you know, Asian cooking or whatever it is, you don't need to go out then and spend in the mass media all of this money to go find those people. because they are in specific places in social media. They're in blogs, they're in groups, they're in, you know, there's all these things that are created in social media. You can reach these people inexpensively and effectively. You don't need to spend $20 million on an ad campaign, and that's
right.
That's one of the beauties of targeting these passion groups and doing things that way, because you can readily utilize social media and build your audience. And that's what we've done at Bonco. We've done it quite effectively too.
Right, and you guys are doing a great job. If you haven't done it yet, you can check them out at BoncoTV.com. That's BoncoTV.com. You can find out what devices they have it on. You can find out all the shows that they have happening over there. And, of course, the Roku player, you can find it on that as well. You guys, not quite on Apple TV yet, but in the App Store, right?
Yeah, we're waiting for Apple to approve us, so that shouldn't be too long. But
that's a big one.
Probably the more difficult.
And that's a big one to get. Apple TV is a pretty big one. I think a lot of people have that now, don't they? I know I do.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I have the new Apple TV, too. It's just a great, great platform. So easy to use. It's cool, too. You know, I like it.
Right.
Yeah.
It is. It's good. It's great. So make sure you check them out at BoncoTV.com and check out the program in there, because so much stuff happened there. So Vin, here we go. So you meet a guy, all right, and this is what everybody wants to know. You meet a guy. He's a chef there, or she's a chef. Maybe they're not the most intriguing person, but they're a great cook, and you think it may play. Let's back up. How about you're a cook, you're a chef, you want to have it, you want to do your own show. Maybe you don't have a giant following, but you're doing well for yourself. How did that happen? Will they contact you, talk to you, and then kind of take it from there, or like what are the next steps?
Well, I kind of look at what we're doing as an entrepreneur's sort of dream, because if you are that person that you just described and you're not getting the access, and you're trying to make it, but you're not getting the access that you want because maybe you're just not big enough or whatever, it's just not happening for some reason. Channels like ours, like Bonco, are entrepreneurial because we need content. We're willing to gamble on people who are able to put together, you know, a decent story and a show and have a sensibility to them. But most importantly, it's entrepreneurial. We create, by working with a Bonco, we create a business platform for you because there's revenue to be made for everybody. It's not just, you know, thanks for the idea. We think you're really great. Now go, you need to talk to our producer and our showrunner, and maybe we'll even use you on the show. We're not sure yet. And next thing you know, your show's
that's
gone.
Really funny. That's
what happens, man. That happens every time.
That's real life. You're right. Real life, man.
So now I say, why don't you be an entrepreneur? Let's do this. Let's work together in partnership to build the audience. We'll put you on this channel. We'll give you the platform, you know, we'll help you do these things, and we'll create a revenue sharing opportunity that you can make real money, and it's transparent, and you can kind of have the keys to the kingdom too, you know. Let's do the type with some guidance that enhances, not controls. So,
wow.
You know, that's how I would respond to someone like that. And I have, I can cite many folks
sure.
that are on our channel now that, you know, that's the exact conversation, because some of the stuff, you know, is sort of straightforward, like just cooking stuff like you were talking about before. But people want to see that. So I'm not going to stand in the way of that as long as they're collaborating. That's the most important
right.
thing. Work with
right.
me. I'll work with you. Let's work together and target social media and do the things we need to do.
So when something like that happens, do you take an executive producer type role with a platform, with a program like that, or do you kind of step aside and let them do it, or what's the role you take?
No, I want to always kind of have my eyes on it to make sure the production value is you know where it needs to be and those kinds of things. But I don't want to take vision and creative control away from someone who may have that vision. I want to help just make it better, as opposed to changing it, so I do like to get some producer role in there just to make sure of those things, but that's really it. I think the talent, depending on what the talent wants to do and the talent's vision of it, I just want to figure out what's the best way to execute this and to stay true to that idea. I like to get involved, plus I like doing that. I mean, it's fun doing it.
It's completely, totally fun, and you should be involved in that, because I think it's probably one of your fortes. We were doing a thing together recently, and it was fun to watch you hang out in there. And you pointed out something fun for me to do as one of the teasers for the show, and being in the kitchen, and I think it's ended up being very funny with that in there. So I think having that extra, that point of view is kind of funny to have. You know, sometimes having someone outside looking in is a great thing. And I tell people all the time, as cooks and chefs and entrepreneurs and people looking into business, I said, sometimes a great leader knows when to listen to other people. And I think it's really important to do that. I want to talk really quick about Authentic Sicily, because it's one of my favorite things on Bonko. You guys killed it with that. It's just beautifully shot. It's amazing and incredibly entertaining. And it's you, you go to Sicily. It's just an amazing project. How did that come about?
You know, I had gone on a vacation to Sicily with my family, and I just fell in love with it. And then when I came back, I watched Anthony Bourdain's show. Which I love. I think he's great. But I also felt like, you know what, I'm not a
food
expert.
He's a douche. FYI, he's a douche. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay.
I was on a taste with him. He's a fucking douche. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
All right, so let me back up then. Okay, so I saw the douche's show. And what I got out of watching his show, though, was, you know, I thought, you know, whatever, it had its entertainment value and all, but I can't relate to anything he did, because there's nothing I would eat that he was making, and there's nothing I would cook that he was cooking, and nor would a lot of people I know. And he's going all these great places. And I said, you know what? I just would love to do a show that the regular guy, you know, explores food and is told how to do things, food, wine, and the culture of the places, is told how to do things that we can all relate to, that we can all actually do. And he's asking questions that someone not that experienced would ask, because that's what they want to know. Like, how do you,
brilliant,
you know, something as easy as making a cannoli. Like, you know, okay, well, you do this, you do this, you do this, and where did it come from? And simple things, you know, we're not eating bugs.
Let me stop you real quick, because that right there is brilliant. And here's why it's brilliant. This radio show, we're talking about, you're making a movie, and you had Gunner in a movie, right? So what do people want to know? How much did you pay him? Like, but that's like, right, that's like a regular person question. Like, no one in the business would ask that question, but that's
right,
what people
exactly
want to know. And that's kind of what you did with Authentic Sicily. It's like real questions from real people, which is amazing. Sorry. The digression's done.
I had a great time doing it, because it really came – in one segment, it really came about. Yeah, oh, my God, I had so much fun. And I was actually – what you see on camera, what you see happening there – I was really having a great time. Those were my first experiences with a lot of those things. But one segment stood out and kind of showcased why I did the show. We were doing a wine tasting, and the guy showed up, this wine expert, and he had cheese, and there was wine, and we're sitting there, and you know, the camera starts rolling, and I just said, look, I know we're going to taste wine, I know we're going to do this stuff, but all I hear about is, you know, pairing wines with cheese and all this
stuff. Right, right.
And I have to tell you, it sounds like some people are talking down to me, because I don't understand any of that.
Oh,
and I don't know why in the first place are you pairing cheese and wine? What the heck does that even mean? And when he described it, just the certain notes and certain cheese just blend better with certain notes and certain wines. And when you mix it, it's like taking a piece of caramel and maybe a salted piece of popcorn and mixing it in your mouth and being like, wow, I never would have done that, but that's in a great flavor. That's what happens with wine and cheese. Now, of course, I have no clue. You know, I go in and I don't even know what kind of wine to order. I just, you know, give me something that, you know, I'm not going to make a silly face. You know, I want something light. So that was the essence of the show. And of course, we got to cruise around Sicily for months. I mean, you can't beat that. So.
It really is great. You can check it out at BoncoTV.com. You check it out for free, right?
Yeah, you get on there for free. Right now, everything on Bonko is for free. Eventually, we'll have the little, what we call micropayments. If you fall in love with an area, we'll give you, you know, really deep access to that area for a small charge. But right now, everything's free.
And that show alone is worth checking it out. You should check them out at BoncoTV.com. Authentic Sicily. Vin did it. It's amazing. It really is a fun watch. I mean, if you like the travel shows, if you like the food shows, it's kind of all together, but done from the regular guy's point of view, it's fun to watch, man. And congratulations on that. That's awesome. I think
there's
a lot you guys
appreciate
that. Yeah, man, it really is. It's a lot of fun to watch. Nowhere near as cool as I'm sure Living with the Dead is going to be. which sounds amazing. I want to go back one more time to the movies, man. Like I said, this whole show, we're all over the place. That's what I do. You know, I don't know. I'm just running my mouth. So, you know, I was always a big Troma fan. Like, I loved Toxic Avenger. I loved Sergeant Kabuki Man, you know. You were doing all these amazing, you know, lower budget horror flicks and stuff. Why not try to make yourself the next Lloyd Kaufman? Why not be the guy from Troma? Be the next guy. What changed your mind from it?
I don't know.
Lloyd Kaufman's doing well for himself. Trust me.
Yeah, no, it's a lucrative space, and it's a great business. I suppose. You know, I'm really drawn to, you know, creative things, especially in the movie side, stories that, you know, really interest me and kind of strike a chord. I don't just want to just go make a movie.
Right.
Like one of the next horror movies I'm making, I love, because the story is somewhat true. It's based when the Nazis were doing this medical experiments on soldiers to try and make the perfect soldier. And the very first special forces or special ops team we had in this country, they formed it, the first one, to go in, infiltrate, and destroy these. And what they found were these soldiers that would do anything, sort of kamikaze-type soldiers.
Wow.
So what happened was the guy who wrote the script and brought the project to me, he tells me this story, and he says, you know what? They turn into zombies. You know, so we took
what?
This really true story that happened in World War II. And, of course, we turned it to the right a little bit, and you got these zombie soldiers, and then you got the special ops guys, and maybe they turn into zombies, and here's this thing. It's sort of a Band of Brothers, you know, ish, but a horror-type movie. So I love that. I just liked the storyline. I thought it was really cool. I thought it was believable, and you know, so I want to do that. But there are movies that, you know, take place in 14th-century Italy that I love a story of, you know, this particular incident that happened that I want to go do and I'm going to do. So I just kind of do the things that I think, you know, I like. That's all.
Wow.
So I'm not going to get stuck in any space, or maybe I will one day, but right now I just kind of follow my gut. So.
Well, you could take a thing, you could help a man achieve his dream and take something off my bucket list. If you need an extra in the next flick, man, I would love to be that guy.
Yeah, we'll get you in. It's a lot of fun. I mean, that's how I get myself into movies, you know? I stick myself in every movie I make.
you just got to kill me, that's all. I want to die. I want you to kill me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll make that happen. We'll make that happen.
Coming in on Twitter, man, a quick question for you. I'm getting the question. What do you think people are looking for now? Like, what? I guess it doesn't make much sense. What are people looking for now in this? But, like, what do you think is the biggest, as far as you look at the content you guys are doing, what seems to be drawing the most attention?
Well, first off, I think that's a really good question, because what I think people are looking for overall is something very specific to what they're very interested in, as opposed to these broad things that they're being told, here's a comedy,
yeah,
and here's a drama, and go watch it. So looking for very specific things, and it's that specificity that I'm focused on. So I think people are looking for that, especially in food. I think people are looking for – food has grown to be such a diverse industry because there's so many dynamics going on, the whole gluten-free phenomenon, the raw eating, the Asian and sushi, you know, growth of that, the natural products thing, the organic products thing. Then, of course, how do I make my own this or that?
Sure.
And there's so many – dynamic things, and international cuisine can't be any more popular than it is now. It's just exploded. Everyone's eating so many different types of foods and fusion. So, you know, I there's so much very targeted food stuff to make. You know, the key is you don't have to please everybody. If there's a room of 1,000 people and I please 15 with a great show that those 15 are going to just live and watch whatever they can, that's a success to me. I don't need the rest of the people in the room. Go let another big network go create something that appeals to everybody, because it, you know, gives them a little bit of something. That's what I think is the answer to that question, because that's where I think it's going to be going. I think you're going to see that in the next 2 or 3 years. The big boys are going to be shifting here too. So
I'm trying to look at
what they're doing.
they're trying to look for that little niche market kind of thing, which, I mean, Food Network has done to a degree. They definitely have that niche market. But I think what they mean with this question is more, you know, with respect to food programming, are people looking for more, you know, barbecue type programs, or maybe it's more of a travel type program, or maybe it's more of a simple, you know, sitting at home, cooking in the kitchen type program. What do you see kind of that spike in on programming on Bonko?
I mean, now one of the things that I see a real trend in is sort of a the connection between like the yoga and spirituality essence with food, and connecting those two things. And I see a lot of a movement in that area because this spirituality has grown so much in this world, self-awareness and sure. getting closer in touch with the things. And food relates to that. And when you can combine food with that, which I see a lot of things coming at me that way, I think there's a really meaningful space for that. So I see that as one of the bigger trends that are happening in food, is now connecting to that phenomenon of you know, sort of like taking Super Soul Sunday with Oprah and combining it with a food show and sandwiching it and yeah. saying, you know, live a good life, get in touch with yourself, and here's a great way to eat and enhance your body and your well-being.
Wow.
That kind of thing, I think, is really, you know, getting popular. And you could do barbecue with that, you know. It doesn't have to be,
yeah.
you know, this granola bar stuff. It's just these connections, that's all.
I think you may have just made me realize my wife might be the most brilliant person on the planet. I'm not sure if it's a good thing or bad
thing. She is. I don't know why you're suggesting it now.
Well, she's always like, you know, the positive energy, the positive thing. That's kind of what you're talking about here. I mean, obviously, using, you know, being more pinpointed with the yoga part of it and the spiritualness of it. But man, I think you really might be on right there with that. I mean, that's a really, really amazing point when you think about it. I honestly could sit here and talk to you about this for like 3.5 hours, and I've kept you on very long as it is, but I want to ask you a couple more questions if you got a few more minutes here. So
sure.
Obviously you'll have some programming, and not all the programming is going to be great, right? But there's sponsors involved. Maybe at the onset, oh, this is going to be fantastic. Then it gets shot, it gets done. It's not great, but there's sponsorship involved. Now you got to roll with it. How does that work? Like, do you ever bring it to their attention? You're like, you know, maybe you should do this differently. Maybe you should do this differently. Or do you say to them, you're not good, and this is not what you're meant to be?
Yeah, you know, sometimes there's a hard truth to that, and you know, it's you know, as we talked in the beginning, I do try and find the thing that if someone's maybe not the best person on air,
right.
and that's affecting the show quality, I'll look at it one or two ways. I'll say, you know what, let's stop for a second. And we just need to sit in the studio for 2 or 3 weeks and see if we can refine your on-camera-ness, you know, your ability
yeah.
here, and see if we can get somewhere. Or you have a great idea here. The show's fantastic. You should probably be producing the show, not
there you go.
Hosting the show. And
right.
And that's not a bad thing. You know, something that just happens to a lot of really brilliant people who you think are superstars.
Absolutely.
Now. They've gone through that process. You know, so yeah, that has happened recently, frankly, and one of the guys on the team was pretty hardcore and cold to this young woman, and I didn't feel that way. I felt like, you know, first off, well, I'm not saying no unless I know it's no, so let's sit down and let's work on it. And if we just can't get it,
yeah.
then we can have an honest conversation. You know, hey,
right.
we're just not getting it. It's not that you just should be in this place. But you don't just say no because maybe they didn't have enough experience. So let's give it to them. Let's teach. Let's try.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah.
See if it's there. So that's what I like, how I like to look at those types of situations. But they happen, and you have to be honest.
But I think you have to be, because it's not for everybody. But honestly, and you can tell it's not for everybody, because have you ever seen Steven Spielberg be in one of his movies? Not really.
No, even his interviews are painful. I mean, he's not an on-camera guy.
But he's doing pretty well for himself as a producer, you know? I mean,
yeah.
there's definitely a role there, for sure. And I know it's got to be tough to look at some of these guys and just say, you know what? I mean, it's a great idea. It's a great concept. But on camera, maybe you're not the guy for it, you know? And because it's not for everybody. And that's just the way it goes. I've worked with them. Trust me. Quick story. I was doing a segment on the National Better Show for Meredith on the Hallmark Channel years ago. And they made me so All Recipes had their All Recipes All-Stars. I guess people who are, you know, on the website a lot or whatever, submitting a lot of recipes and whatnot. And so we had the All-Star of the Week. Vin, you would lose your mind. They gave me this guy, and they said I had to do a segment with him, right? Because it was my turn to do the All-Star of the Week. And he was a yes or no guy when you'd ask him a question. I'm trying to banter and go back and forth, and this guy is just yes, no, yes. I'm like, dude, yeah. But you know me, so what do? I just say, brother, you're killing me. I'm like, you got to talk to me here. I couldn't help it. Obviously, the corporation wasn't a big fan of that, but I thought it was fucking hysterical. I was like, dude, you got to talk to me. Like, the yes and no shit's got to stop.
Yeah, and you know that also affects your performance because then people get uncomfortable watching that. One of the things I found, and I found this recently, was, you know, there was a talent I was working with who was a guest on every major network show you can imagine, and he's fantastic, and he wanted to host a show, and he just wasn't hosting well. Hosting and guesting are two different things, you know, like you asking me questions, you know, on an interview like this and talking about things is one thing. I can, you know, we can have banter and I can answer the questions, but then you reverse
which,
the role.
Which, by the way, just want to point out, I've been phenomenal at it. Just want to point that out. Anyway, sorry, go ahead. I'm just fucking around. Go ahead.
If I do say so myself, yes, of course.
Professional broadcaster, sir. No, sorry, go ahead.
But you, I'm sure you can relate to this. It's not... You know, being a guest is completely different than being a host. Being a host is driving the conversation, pulling out the things, like those yes-no things. It's like, we need to be engaged here. I need to get out of you as the guest this information. And they're hard, and this particular gentleman had a hard time with it. I remember sitting down with him and saying, look, you're a great guest, but you're answering every question. You have guests. Your job is to pull these answers out of them. They're the star. You're the host. You're sort of the facilitator, and we want to know what they need to think. And, you know, so there's a lot of coaching for someone who, by the way, is as media trained as anyone you've met and professional. So goes with all kinds.
Man, that's amazing. And, you know, you made me really think of something here today, and you've made me feel very humbled and lucky. So as far as being a guest and being a host, I was a guest this morning on a TV show here in Connecticut, a local show called CD Style, and now I'm And this evening, I'm hosting a show. So it's amazing to do both in the same day. How about that? That's pretty cool.
You know what? It's a great skill set to have and to refine because, to me, I think it is, because you as a talent, obviously you can host, but you're going to be, to expand that, you know, that brand and everything, you're going to have to be a guest on a lot of stuff. So you got to have both of those skill sets, and it's great that you're doing both of these. I think it is. I mean,
well,
the best of both
worlds. I appreciate it. And I know you use the word talent loosely, so I appreciate that.
I know, you know, you've got a very talented goatee. So it's a beautiful goatee you have there. I love your goatee. You kidding? It's so well-groomed and manicured. I love it.
You know what it is? I do that so it looks like I have a chin. That's all it is, man. That's the only reason it's there.
It's part of your chin enhancement program. Very nice.
That's it. That's it. Because if I didn't have that, it just goes nose and then shoulders. It makes no fucking sense at all. I don't know why I even have that. Listen, dude, I honestly could sit here and talk to you for 2 hours. Like, I feel like it's almost like being under the learning tree, just listen to you talk and hear how these things go. And I'm going to let you go in a second, man, but I want to throw you, my three kind of quick round questions and then get you on down the road. If you got two more minutes for me.
Sure. Go ahead.
So I ask every guest this, man, it's been really quite an educational thing for me. It's very self-serving, but people tend to like it. So food with you, obviously you're quite the food lover. You've made a food show that you're in, and you produce many food shows. What dish was it you had? Or maybe it hasn't happened, but I think it has, that you had that you went, oh my God, food is not something I'm doing because I have to. I'm doing it because it's amazing and I can feel it.
Right, right, right. Yeah, I definitely have that experience because the one for me, and it's very basic, but we made pasta on the Sicily show. And mm-hmm. We made the pasta that you roll in the little stick, and it's like it's a long noodle with a hole in the middle.
I watched that.
Funny how
Bucatini.
Exactly, and I love that pasta. But the experience I had with that was I was in a home with three older ladies in Sicily, three old women in Sicily, old cooks, and we had this incredible experience making pasta from scratch, having it come to life, having it, you know, wait, you know, sit and let the pasta grow, and then cooking it and eating it. And I was like, wow, that to me, that was so great because we had this bonding experience making it because we're talking. Put the egg in, you put the this in, you put the that in. Yeah, we're doing that, but we're having this life conversation about the world and you know, just sensibilities of living, and we're making this pasta together. It was such like a unifying thing. And then out comes this product. That was great. Now, it's not like this spectacular, you know, romantic thing. It just was, to me, it was just real. And pasta to me, you know, and that's why I got really hooked on it. I'm like, wow, I just love the creation process because it's bonding. You know, I just bonded with these three women I have nothing in common with.
Amazing.
And
amazing.
And because we were standing over there making pasta. Yeah, and I love that segment. And we had a great meal. And that was one of the highlights of the trip. And it's why I love food shows because it is bonding. You know, when you're talking to someone and you're making something, what do you talk about? You talk about what you're making, then you talk about life.
Right.
You know, it's a great, God, just a great guide there. So that's that.
Food is such a powerful thing, man. It really, really is. And, you know, I always say that, you know, food got me to where I am today. Food, I was in a bad spot. I was not a good person. Food made me a good person. Food gave me my wife. Food gave me my kids. Food gave me I'm sitting in a bar in my basement right now talking to you. Like, food made that happen. Like, it's amazing what food can do. It's a very powerful thing, and it sounds like it's touched you in that way, too.
Yeah, definitely. Similar experience.
It's a well-known fact that I'm an alcoholic. I go to meetings, and after I finish the meeting, I have a drink. That's a joke. I'm just kidding, Ben. I don't really do that.
Okay. I got to think. I was getting worried here for a second.
I'm just kidding, dude. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
But drinks also play a role in that, and I learned at a much older age than most people probably do, how drinks can enhance food and how drinks can change food and how drinks can be a thing as opposed to just drinking a cheap beer just to do it. Have you had a cocktail yet that's changed your life? Or maybe it's been a local beer or maybe a great wine in Sicily. Has something you've drank been like, wow, this is amazing?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely wine, and it definitely was the wine in Sicily because for some reason the sulfites here with the wine, they throw me off. But maybe it's the environment, being in Italy, especially in Sicily, and of course the wines are spectacular. But you can't help but just sit back and just take it in with a glass of wine. And yeah, so wine was definitely it for me. I mean, I can definitely you can make that, you know, comparison if you were, say, in Germany and having a, you know, an incredible, you know, micro or brewed German beer there, because they're just so good, and it brings you into the whole experience of Germany. Maybe that's what I experienced in Italy. Was the wine definitely touched me? It just brought me back. I wanted to put on some music and just not say a word, just to sit and take it in.
Well, I'm not going to toot our horns too much. We've got some great beers locally happening out here in Connecticut, and of course, out your way too on Long Island. Some amazing beers going on as well too. The micro beer. The craft beer scene is completely changing the face of beer in general. That's another conversation itself. You guys all know the next question coming for Vin. I got to ask him, but before I do it, I want to make sure if you haven't done it yet, please go to BoncoTV.com. Check out what they've got going on. I can't emphasize enough how cool the series Authentic Sicily is. Make sure you check that out. Vin is in that. And it's fun to watch. It really is a fun watch. You guys did a great job with it. It's beautifully shot. It looks fantastic. Make sure you check that out at BoncoTV.com. So that's me being a professional broadcaster. Was that all right?
I love it. Call now. Supplies are.
There you go.
Well,
now you're going to make. Listen, you can make fun of me for doing commercials too if you want. That's fine.
I like that.
And of course, how can they find you on social media before I ask you the last question? You're not on Twitter. You're not on Instagram. I was trying to tag you on Instagram, but you're not there. What do we do for that?
Yeah, I mean, I have to balance between a low and high profile, you know, because I mean, I'm on Facebook, so you can certainly friend me on Facebook. But for projects, I have all the above. You know, I get them all together. But for my personal, I try and keep my personal, you know, and I do promote stuff on Facebook that I'm personally doing. I don't try to go much further outside of that. So that's it. I can't find me too much out there on those things.
Well, I'm gonna call you on that a little bit too, and we're running out of time here. I know they're gonna cut us off, and they're gonna cut us off in a few minutes here. But can't find you. You're on a daily show in the mornings there from Bonco TV Studios live. You guys are Studio 6. What do you mean they can't find you? How can we find that show? Which, by the way, is a lot of fun to watch.
Oh, I love doing that show. But what I was saying is that I do that show. So I'll put it on my Facebook and promote that.
There you go.
You know, I'll do, you know, and that's where you can find that. But I love doing that show. You know, we get into the studio in the morning. We see what's going on in the world, turn the cameras on, and we talk for an hour, 2 hours. We had my band. I managed this band, Circadian Rhythm. They were in today, and they
awesome.
Unplugged. They were unbelievably good. Oh, my God. But, you know, I tried it. I love doing that show because we try and take – like we just try and give honest impressions of what's going on, and maybe our point of view is not, you know, for everybody. But I know I, for one, I want to have a positive look at it, and I also want to have fun with it. So I don't want to be one of these guys doing a show and talking about, say, politics or something, and you know, turning red in the face. You know, I want to see both points of view, and then maybe I got my point of view. But let's have some fun with it too. It's not the end of the world. We're all Americans. We're all people. You know.
Yeah.
You know, can't we all just get along, kind of thing? You know. So.
Yeah.
But the show is real good because we really dig into some good stuff. And
how can we find that? Did we find that just by find you on Facebook or go to Bonco? Like, is it live on Bonco or how does that work?
Yeah, it's on Bonco live from Studio 6B. Every episode's up there. It goes up there live every day. We've been sort of simulcasting with Facebook because we're testing Facebook Live and we're testing the use of Facebook with a long form show. This is an hour to 2 hour show. And we're getting great results on Facebook. I mean, we're really doing fantastic there. But really, the place to see it is Bonco, and all the episodes are on Bonco.
That's BoncoTV.com. Make sure you check that out because there's amazing programming there. You can also see Authentic Sicily there, which has been so far my favorite thing on Bonco. If you can't tell, I keep saying it over and over again. I dig it, man. I think it's amazing. I'm jealous that you went and did that. Like, I want to go do that.
We got to do an authentic show together, you know? Come on.
There
let's
you go.
Find
there
a place
you go.
In the world you want to go.
I'm in. Final question, and Vin, again, I can't thank you enough for your time. You've been a lot of fun to talk to, and this could be a three-hour show because I can just keep asking questions. I have so much I want to know, and we might have to do a part two at some point. I don't know. We'll have to see. I mean, we're getting a lot of
respect
on Twitter.
We'll have to break out the guitars, man.
Oh, God. How fun was that, huh?
Oh, man. Could Shay, huh? The camera guy.
I know. We're getting a little –
spectacular.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting a little, like, behind the scenes here, but we just – we were shooting a show a couple weeks ago. It was last week, week before last, and Ben was there. And our camera guy is the most amazing guitar player ever. He knows every song on the planet, and he just starts playing, and we're all singing and being silly and not doing any work. And
that was great, though. That was great. I love
Vin keeps teasing me. We can go down to the basement where the drum kit is and the bass are, and we can hang out. But he never took me down there, so. I'm not sure if it's real or not.
I didn't take you down there next time, man. Sorry.
There you go. Vin, also, I really appreciate your time. You've been a lot of fun to talk to, seriously. And everything you've done is very inspiring. When you look at – you can check the guy out on IMDb. You can see what he's doing with BoncoTV.com, which is amazing. Authentic Sicily, which is so cool to watch. One of my favorite shows on Bonco to check out. If you're looking for someone to be a guy to look up to, a guy who has done – who never says no. He's a guy who's going to do what it takes to get the job done. He's a guy who's going to never tell you no and never give you the negative look on something. What would you say? We have a lot of young culinarians, young entrepreneurs who check this program out. God knows why, but they do. What would be your biggest piece of advice for them, man? What would you say to them? If they said, hey, what is your philosophy? How can I move forward in business or in life in general?
The number one rule, and I've worked for some people that have been ridiculed because everyone who worked for them thought they were dummies or, you know, weird or didn't have their act together. And I used to tell people this all the time, especially young people. Here's the difference. They went and did something. Like there's two guys that started this retail chain, and they were a little quirky. They were really nuts, actually. But the bottom line is they went out and opened a store. And then they opened a second store. And then they opened a third store. So half of the battle in life is taking the initiative and finishing. Doing something and finishing. If you want to be a chef, or you want to be a chef on TV, or you want to, whatever it is you want to do, you need to go do that. So you're not going to hire a crew, then get out your iPhone, start figuring out a way to put it on a tripod and shoot yourself making things and see how that goes.
Yeah.
If whatever it is you want to do, the hardest thing to do, I think everyone can relate to this, is actually doing it and finishing it. Not doing it halfway. Not talking about it. I used to tell people, like, how do you do all these things you do? I say, because I don't talk about it. I mean, I talk about it, but I go do it. Because I have to go do it. Because I don't want to be the guy that talks about it. I want to be the guy that does it. And they all don't work. But I'm not going to sit here and talk about it and say I shoulda, coulda. I'm just going to do it. Let it nature take its course. You know?
Wow.
So that's my advice.
That's fantastic advice. I mean, that really is some fantastic advice there, man. I think I'm going to take that myself as it pertains to my
you
life.
You have already,
forward.
Man. You have already. You took initiative, and look where you are, man. You know, seriously, you took initiative, you changed some things, and here you are.
That's true. I can't text you, so is it cool if I call you in 2 minutes and thank you for being on the show, or is that not cool?
Yeah, sure. No problem.
Right on. I'm going to get you on down the road, my friend. I appreciate your time tonight. It's been a lot of fun talking to you. It's been very educational. We've all sat under the learning tree, learning a lot. I'm going to go ahead and start calling you the next Lloyd Kaufman for your movie projects. And everyone out there, please make sure you check out BoncoTV.com. And, of course, Authentic Sicily, my favorite show on Bonco. And, Vin, thank you so much for your time tonight, man. I really, truly, truly appreciate it. I look forward to the future. And we'll see what happens, all right?
Okay, man. Thanks. Good talking to you.
My man. Great talking to you. I'll talk to you soon. Take care. All right, guys. There he goes. That's my man, Vin, heading on down the road. A lot of fun talking to him. Let's take one quick call. See who we got here. Let's see. I got you online here, man. What's going on? You got Chef Plum. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello. It's me, Sharon Osborne. How are you today?
Well, hello. How are you?
I love your show so much. It gets me through my day as a television host and up until recently, the wife of Ozzy.
All right. Well, fair enough. Well, I hope you do well for yourself in the future. And maybe you can figure out what's happening down the road.
I'm single and ready to mingle. Anything goes.
That was really funny. I kind of want to keep going with that, but I'm going to let that go. That was awesome. All right, ladies and gentlemen, check it out. You're checking out Plum Love Foods Live right here. My name is Chef Plum. I appreciate your time this evening. It's been a lot of fun. Make sure, if you haven't yet, check out BoncoTV.com. A lot of cool stuff there. Authentic Sicily is an amazing show to check out, especially if you're a food person. The cinematography is amazing. A lot of fun to watch. And I highly recommend BoncoTV.com. Big shout out to my man, Vin. Make sure you follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Chef_Plum. And I'll see you guys next week. Enjoy your July 4th. Peace.
I came to play. There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees. I came to play.